93 FM. Keith Murphy.
This is your time.
Andy Fails.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
Just a bit outside.
On 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM.
Hour two of the Murph and Andy Show here on 1460 KXNO on 106.3 FM. If you missed any of hour one, you can find it wherever you find your podcast, powered by Fairway. Alongside Andy Fails, I'm Keith Murphy. Our friend Willie Farrell, well-known comedian, is with us here today. Hi, Willie.
Hi, guys. It's nice to actually see people in person and talk to them.
Have you been out of your house lately?
I go to Hy-Vee. I mean, Hy-Vee is now the old Italian guy's nightclub. That's what it's turned into.
And so in the restaurant,
we just walk around the aisles and we talk about chicks in other aisles, and you know, so the single guys try to pick up broads.
So you haven't had a whole lot going on.
Not a darn thing.
Your hangout is Hy-Vee. We'll talk more with Willie here. Let's first get Andrew Downs with Trending Iowa.
Time to find out what's trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa, Governor Reynolds announced enhanced public health measures today to try and stem the spread of COVID-19 in Iowa. Among other things, it limits spectators at youth and high school sporting events to 2 per athlete and requires masks and social distancing, although that will not apply to the state football games at the Uni Dome. We don't know exactly what's going on with those.
Yeah, it doesn't have to apply, and I spoke to the governor's office right before we started the show. They are not the proclamation reads high school and youth sports limited 2 spectators per athlete. Then later, they clarified that they will not make that part of the proclamation apply to the state football playoffs. However, the Iowa High School Athletic Association has yet to announce what their plan is. The Uni Dome was thought to allow to like 6,000 or 7,000 people for these games, and they're already, Cedar Falls has a mask mandate, is already was in place.
6,000 or 7,000 fans they were going to allow. That's a lot.
You see the kid. How about the kid that's got the stepdad that's just taking care of him his whole life, and all of a sudden dad shows up in the picture, wants to go to the state tournament. Now the kid's got to choose between stepdad and dad and the mom to go watch him play. They can only have 2 per kid.
Well, not in this case, but like state swimming, they're not going to allow any spectators at that, right? Marshalltown, zero.
Zero?
Venue. No spectators inside.
Oh, jeez. Well,
that is my understanding.
No, the streaming is available for that. It's not the same as
streaming at the swim meet.
When do you guys actually think, in all reality, we'll be back to being in a packed Kinnick Stadium, a packed Carver Hawkeye?
When
do you think that'll happen again?
I think it's going to be next year. I think it's going to be next season because I'm hopeful. Maybe this is optimistic that we will have enough of a vaccine in place by next football season that will do it. But it's. That's not like a quick fix.
Yeah. And even if you do, there's still going to be the people that are going to be, I mean, my wife's leery. She'll always be leery. I mean, I don't, you know, it may take years for her to finally say, I'm going to someplace crowded. So.
Trending Iowa, Kirk Ferentz met with the media today. He talked about a familiar opponent in Minnesota.
A team that we're familiar with. I'm sure they're familiar with us. Their staff is well established. They do a great job coaching their players. They had a tremendous year last year. Took everything for us to you know, get the victory in last year's contest, and I'm sure this will be very much the same. You know, we go right down to the wire, and you know, we're going to need to have a finish out this week and have a great week of preparation.
Reminder: Iowa and Minnesota kickoff at 6 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah, that's a Friday the 13th. You superstitious?
Yeah, I'm Italian, of course I am.
But about Friday the 13th,
I got to tell you, we're right here. I got the horn on. This is to keep the fascinati away. This is
the horn. Sebastian Maniscalco talks about
exactly,
the horn.
This is exactly what he's talking about right here, the red pepper.
You got a chili pepper hanging from your rearview mirror.
It's to keep the demons away, you know?
So you don't get the eye.
That's right.
Finally, trending now with the Iowa State women's basketball team is ranked 15th in the preseason AP poll. The Cyclones were 18-11 last year. Remember, they finished the season with a win over number 2 Baylor, and Ashley Jones is preseason All Big 12.
Man, this is easy to miss right now just because there's so much going on. You're thinking, can we get through this football season? And it's
the basketball team keeps stealing headlines away.
Yeah, I mean, Willie, you're the dad of a your daughter Claudia was a great area athlete here at Dowling and then later at Grandview. And you know what that meant to you and your wife just to be at those games.
Her last year, she was chasing 1,000 strikeouts and 100 victories. And I'm just thinking if that would have came up right then and that would have cut her season short. I mean, what could have been kind of deal. Yeah, I feel so sorry for all these kids.
I know.
And not even the seniors, but every one of them to lose a season when you only have four to play, you know. That's a huge thing.
Yeah, Andy, what you said is correct. Our friend Troy Hyde confirming that no fans at state swimming. So imagine, and in the case of Des Moines Public Schools, Roosevelt in particular, you know a lot of Roosevelt families, Willie. They were allowed to begin competing and practicing in first time in 2 months this past Saturday. So 7 Roosevelt girls went out. It just coincidentally, that was when the state regionals were.
Yeah.
So they had been swimming on their own, of course, the past 2 months. They went into the state regionals, qualified for state, and then were worried that that was going to be taken away again. Yeah. But since Des Moines Public Schools are going to 1 week of hybrid learning here, they can compete at the state tournament this weekend. But then next week, they're back to all online, so that North Roosevelt football game has been canceled.
It's
one thing after another.
It's bizarro world. None of it makes any sense.
It is.
That's it for Trending Iowa.
Mike Krause, Royal Mile Inbox, writes, Willie's not lying. I see him occasionally at our neighborhood Hy-Vee.
I'm there all the time. I'm getting really good at doing the self-checkout stuff. I could do the other stuff really good, but now I'm learning how to actually do the vegetables.
I'm still excruciatingly slow at the self-checkout.
Yeah, well, especially when you go get the fresh vegetables and you gotta do it and you gotta weigh them.
And all that.
So, yeah.
And
work on it.
And just, I'm never really sure. Do you have to put everything in the bagging zone? What if it doesn't fit in the bagging zone?
I just throw it off on the other side and worry about that later.
And then you buy beer and that light goes off and all of a sudden you're all scared.
the lady comes over. Because she's like, you have to show her an ID.
Yeah, the 22-year-old woman comes over and checks you out.
My whole thing was I was worried about the people that used to check you out that I don't see. You know, where's Denise? I haven't seen Denise in like about 3 weeks. That was a lady who used to check me out all the time.
Are you worried?
I think she's gone. I think they just went
out on the street.
Yeah, she's gone.
Well,
she's on the side of a milk carton because I bought one the other day.
You're hoping she's just chosen.
They moved
to,
her. Yeah,
yeah, and not
on,
gone.
Moved
gone.
To something else.
Willie, it's interesting, and you came in here after it happened, and it seems so long ago.
7 months ago.
You were the first person.
Yes.
Any of the three of us, AD, Andy, or myself. You were the first person we knew that had COVID-19. You were like the guy that made it real to us.
Yeah.
Because you came in here and you had a pretty tough time.
I had a very tough time. And that's the crazy thing about it is, you know, once again, no one knows if you can get it again or not. And but in my mind, I keep on thinking, well, I'm good now. And you know, my wife has to remind me often that, you know, we don't know if you're good. So don't think you can be walking around like everything's okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the scary part because I remember how bad I did have it. And boy, I don't want to go through that again. And we've lost friends recently. The Dowling football coach that recently passed.
Yeah.
I mean, actually went to get checked in. They told him to go home, and he passed. I mean, it's just
what an outpouring for him from the Grandview and
Absolutely
Dowling community.
Great guy.
John Sears told me about him. Tom is
Bartabo.
John Sears was telling me that he's the guy, and we all know this coach, you know, that everybody loved, but he would make each kid feel special, and his way of doing it was he had a nickname for every kid, like John's was Slugger.
Yeah.
He called John Slugger, but he would find some characteristic about each person. John loved baseball, played baseball, so he became Slugger. But that, you know, we all know that teacher, that PE teacher, that coach, that guy that just every day made you feel a little better about being at school.
My daughter, he was there when my daughter played softball at Dowling, but he was also a football coach at Grandview. So he knew Claudia from there and treated Claudia like one of the guys. I mean, she's devastated by this. And it's just crazy what's going on.
Do you have any lingering symptoms?
Just the fact I can't still smell or taste, and that's been driving me nuts.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and I've done everything. I've been to 2 ENTs. I went to a chiropractor. Went to what do you call it? The needle people. Acupuncturist. I'm thinking about seeing a snake handler. I mean, I don't know what they. I actually went online and found this thing. It's a smell therapy, and what you do is they had this lady who's on there, and it sounds nuts, but. You get 4 essential oils, and the 4 essential oils are lemon, rose, eucalyptus and clove. And you take these oils, and every morning and at night, I take them and I put them in my nose, and I smell for 20 seconds each one of them.
Can you smell them?
I can.
Because that's really strong.
I can barely smell the lemon. I can't smell the clove at all. The eucalyptus, I don't know if I'm actually smelling what it is, or just whatever the chemicals is in that. Yeah. Because I just, and the rose a little bit. But
I remember we were having dinner outdoors with you and your wife Jenny and Ed and Angela Wilson, and at one point you were having like a really nice glass of scotch.
Yes,
and it occurred to me, Willie, can you even taste the difference?
I can feel how strong it is going down my throat. But
and your wife is very, very funny.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
She just lights up at this thought of. We're going to stop wasting money on good scotch. He doesn't know the difference. He can't tell the
difference. Glenn Levitt, the passport. Here we go.
Are you drinking like a squeezy bottle, the plastic handle?
Exactly. It just goes. It's weird. I can tell the difference, and maybe I can't tell the difference. Maybe it's in my mind that I don't want cheap scotch. But
you're blowing your opportunity. You could buy that stuff off the very bottom shelf called like Drunken Uncle.
I know. You think I would eat, since I can't taste anything, and you think I'd eat just cardboard or whatever, you know, because I'm still hungry all the time. You think I would just try to eat something healthy because it doesn't taste, but I've actually gained 15 pounds since I've had COVID.
I was going to say, you were very thin when you were in here.
I lost 18 pounds, and I've gained back like 35.
Willie Farrell is our guest here. He's in studio with us. So, Willie, you're a stand-up comic. Yeah. You've played, I just watched a series on Showtime, series called Comedy Store.
Yeah.
You've played the Comedy Store. You've played everywhere.
The first time I went to the Comedy Store, I got an open mic night, and I was supposed to go on at like 10:10. Right before I hit the stage, a limo pulls up. Rodney Dangerfield gets out and does 20 minutes on stage. And then I had to go follow that. That was my first time at the Comedy Store.
Oh, how did that go?
Not well. It was, the joke of, big round of applause for my opening act. But there was the funniest thing was just going out afterwards and looking inside the limo because there was all kinds of blondes and cocaine in there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Rodney knew how to party.
That was the word. Yeah, and he didn't hit till like late 50s,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. It was almost 60. Yeah.
Almost 60.
And he was a bitter man, and he was bitter because of that. I mean, you think that he'd be happy that he just made it, but I guess it pissed him off.
Yeah,
that it took him too long.
Yeah, we hear that from time to time, that he was a difficult guy. Yeah.
The great writer, blanking right now, you'll remember his name, that we had on the show, the Miller Lite commercials.
We had, the one and only.
Yeah, the one and only whose name we can't remember.
I'm having a horrible, I can picture his face with a mustache and his slicked back hair and...
Frank DeFord forget his name.
Yeah,
sorry,
exactly.
Frank. So Frank is on here, and we're talking about you're old enough to know the Miller Lite commercials I am, and even Andy is younger than the two of us. But so we're talking to Frank DeFord about those commercials, and what was Bubba Smith like? What was it? We're just going through the whole list, and he's just telling us. And then we ask him about Rodney Dangerfield, and he says, biggest jerk I've ever... He didn't... Frank DeFord didn't have a bad word to say about anybody. Yeah. And then we thought, well, maybe we put him in a bad place, and he wants to read... So we asked him a second question, and he just piled on Rodney Dangerfield some more.
Really?
Just said he was cripplingly insecure.
Yeah, really worried that whatever he had just done was not funny. Well,
I knew some older comics out in L.A. that actually knew him and partied with him. And he partied. I mean, he would put Kinison to sleep some nights. I mean, Kinison used to party with him. And,
oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and, at 60-some years old, you'd think that would take it out of you, but...
So Willie, you've had such a successful career playing Las Vegas and all over the world, and of course, anytime you play locally, you're sold out. And right now, that's not really available. At best, you play in a half filled venue, or virtual comedy is really hard because
I've tried that sucks.
It's tough, because there's a barrier there. There's a distance. Sometimes there's even a delay. So what has that done for you, just in terms of your day-to-day happiness? Do you feel the impact of that as many people do?
It's you look around the world, and I mean, things are bad all over, but sometimes I can feel sorry for myself. I think to myself, I like you said, I mean, I'm known in this town as a comic. I know I think of myself as a comic. And right now, there's just nothing for me to... I'm not myself because I can't do anything. And
SFR.com.
It's easy to save at your local Fairway. Just visit fairway.com and sign up for weekly ad emails. It's a great way to save on high-quality meats, the best produce, and more. Go to fairway.com.
It's time for Murph and Andy's Play of the Day.
It's got the distance. It's down the middle. And it is good. Nick Folk wins it at the gun. And the Jets are devastated as they lose to the Patriots by 3 in a game they led by double digits multiple times. The final score, New England 30 and the Jets 27.
On 1460 AM and 106.3 FM, this is KXNO.
And we're back on the Murph and Andy Show. Lee Farrell is with us here, and we just showed...
Oh my God, it was like Rambo with that thing.
An accurate shot. Yeah. Got the Hawkeye watch.
Got it, yeah. First shot right at him.
For the Hawkeye, for the guys, the Hawkeye.
Yeah,
fan,
guys, the Hawkeye fan.
That's Andrew come back and say, "I was mistaken. He's a Cyclone fan."
So, do you feel like you might have discovered a gift here?
The way assassin, I think so. Man, guns, hitman. Yeah. Sure, I could take after my uncle.
Oh, we appreciate
uncle
that.
One year, Frankie.
That's a little pressure on when you're not here. We're gonna have to try to be as accurate as you are. Let's get some more here. On a, what is this, Tuesday? I've lost track.
Today's
of time.
A Tuesday. Yeah, yeah. It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Today's Young Readers Day. You're asked to celebrate by reading to or with children today. By the way, the best-selling children's book of all time is The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. De Saint-Exupéry.
I would have went with Green Eggs and Ham. Every day.
You've heard of The Little Prince, though, right? I mean, it's kind of an odd book.
Look, I'm going to tell you. You think I heard of The Little Prince?
The kid, the prince flies around to all these different planets. It's a wonderful story. But, over 140 million copies sold. It's been translated into 301 different languages. Others that have sold more than 20 million copies include Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Mm-hmm. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, C.S. Lewis. The Adventures of Pinocchio, Carlo Collodi. Heidi. Charlotte's Web. Tale of Peter Rabbit. The Very Hungry Caterpillar. The Wind in the Willows, Where the Wild Things Are. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And all of the Harry Potter books.
No Dr. Seuss.
All of them. No Dr. Seuss.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of hard to believe. It's somewhere down the list.
Horton Hears a Who?
I don't know
nothing?
That that counts as a book, maybe. Maybe it's not bookish enough, but The Very Hungry Caterpillar shouldn't count then.
Dr. Seuss was my go-to with my son, Cade, because he couldn't get enough of reading books.
Yeah.
And he never processed until he was, you know, much older, maybe even not now, that when he asked me to read a book, it didn't matter if it was 45 seconds or 45 minutes.
Exactly.
So Dr. Seuss has a couple that you could get through in like a minute.
When my daughter was in daycare, I would go there during the day because I had nothing to do, and I would color with the kids, and then I would read them books, and I would read. I was a Dr. Seuss. I loved it. Early forms of rapping.
The hard thing is, if you get into a Dr. Seuss rhythm, like you start out reading those books, you can't get out of that rhythm. And then every book that you read, whether it rhymes or not, after that sounds like Dr. Seuss coming out of your mouth.
Well, the places you will go.
That's right. Okay. 2020 is officially the busiest hurricane season on record. The U.S. alone has seen a record 12 named storms hit our shores.
What's an average? The guy that, like, what normally would you have?
I think an average is like 4 to 6.
That's
or
what
something.
I'm thinking.
It's like,
I mean,
half what this is. But there's a Hurricane Eta, which is now down threatening Florida, and a Hurricane Theta as well. Theta is like rhyming ones.
How do the names come up with? I mean,
they go through the alphabet, and then they come up with ones that they haven't used for a while, and they start running out of names. But I don't know, it's a crazy season.
Yeah.
You'll like this. Three men have been banned from Yellowstone National Park for trying to cook whole chickens in a geyser.
In a geyser?
Eric Roberts, Dallas Roberts.
Eric Roberts, the actor?
No, different Eric Roberts.
He called up my thumb, Charlie.
and Eric Romrael were all hit with $540 to $1,250 fines and have been banned from the park for a minimum of 2 years. Now, the geyser temperatures are between 180 and 196 degrees Fahrenheit, so they're very hot. They can really scald you badly.
Yeah. Can you get close to them?
No, you're not supposed, you're supposed to stay on the boardwalks. Yeah. And, I mean, uncomfortable to get close. That's close to boiling.
Yeah.
To get that close. And they're huge. These guys had whole chickens in burlap bags. Wow. They were going to dangle into the geysers to have them cook dinner.
I'd like to have been at that meeting with those guys when they decided, here's what we're going to do.
We're getting. Do you have any burlap bags? I mean, you gotta go looking for burlap sacks. You know, exactly. They'll sell those at Walmart.
Wow. Yeah.
You gotta go to like an old potato farm.
Frightened to find out where they must have got the chickens from.
They tried. They got busted, and there's like crusty areas around the edges, so you can't really tell what solid ground is and what's not around there. So, very recently, a child fell into one of those and was horribly burned. Yeah, it's really bad.
So not only a terrible idea, but then they're bad at getting away with it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, they were seen walking up the path to this Shoshane geyser with cooking pots and chickens.
And the geysers, all it is just do? Hot water, right?
Yeah.
They were just boiling the chicken. Yeah, they're just basic stimulating boiling chicken.
Yeah, it's not peanut oil.
It wasn't
going to make it good.
Exactly.
It's going to be a lousy
chicken. If it was a canola oil geyser, then
it'd be different.
Yeah.
The CDC warns that obesity may increase risk for severe illness and increase risk of other illnesses becoming more severe, including COVID-19. That in mind, Wallet Hub is ranked America's fattest states.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
The data set ranges from share of obese and overweight population to sugary beverage consumption among adolescents to obesity-related health care costs.
Can I take a guess at what direction of the country we're headed for the top?
Yeah, you can guess.
We're going south.
We are going south. Yeah. We're going to first go a little west, though, because West Virginia has got the lead right now. They've taken it away from Mississippi. Mississippi is 2. Arkansas is 3. Kentucky is 4. Tennessee is 5. South Carolina, Louisiana, Alabama, Oklahoma, my home state of Missouri.
SEC.
It is the SEC. That's your top 10.
There's where you're off.
Number 11 is Iowa.
We're almost in the top 10.
Almost.
Well, if we had had the fair this year, we'd have snuck
in. That's right. Maybe.
<Yeah.
laughs> The rest of our bordering states are as follows. 23 is Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
30.
Mm-hmm. You think that's too low?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
34 is Illinois. 40 is Nebraska. They're actually in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
46, Minnesota. You know Minnesota is going to be the best in shape around here. And then your bottom five, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Colorado, Hawaii, and Utah.
Utah? Why is Utah the...
Mormons, it must be a sin to eat something
thin?
Good.
I mean, they don't drink and stuff. Yeah, exactly. And no beer there. That takes half the calories right there.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe the Wisconsin thing either. I mean, if you count
this real, guys.
If you count legal pounds, Wisconsin's in the top 5.
What do you mean legal pounds?
I don't know. The president says it.
They always do better than you want them
fake
to do.
Fake news.
This day in 1997, St. Louis Blues center Craig McTavish scores a goal and in doing so becomes the final NHL player not wearing a helmet to score a goal. Wow. All players entering the league after 1979 were required to wear helmets. McTavish entered the league before then. Did not wear that helmet. I mean, he had real thick hair. Yeah. But he not only escaped serious injury, he won 4 Stanley Cups, played in the All-Star game, and went on to become head coach of the Edmonton Oilers and later their GM.
And had true bragging rights over everybody.
Yeah, right.
You
need a helmet?
Tough.
Well, I didn't need one?
Yeah,
yeah, right. I mean,
no.
Did not wear
a helmet.
Kept all of his wits.
Yeah,
no kidding. You'll like this one, Willie. This day in 1983, Marvelous Marvin Hagler is a heavy favorite to defend his middleweight title against Roberto Duran, who has moved up a weight class, or he's moved up 2, actually.
Yeah.
He's moved up from
welter. Stone.
Yeah. But he's really still hurting, at least his reputation, from the infamous No Mas loss to Sugar Ray Leonard.
Right.
He's down. People have counted him out.
Mm-hmm.
But Duran gives Hagler all he can possibly handle in the fight. It comes down to a decision after 15 full rounds.
The winner by unanimous decision, and still the undisputed middleweight champion of the world, Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
So Hagler barely wins that fight, and in the post-fight, it is determined that somewhere around the middle of the fight, Duran broke his hand and continued to fight.
It's a tough cat, man.
Those were some great fights.
You know, Hagler was a tough cat, too, though. Those I think he got screwed out of the Sugar Ray fight. I think he beat Leonard.
And then Hearns was in there for some great fights, too.
Hearns, Leonard, Duran, Hagler. Those were the days, man.
Yeah.
Boxing was, loaded.
Yeah.
Just loaded. It was, and those guys threw so many punches.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there was so much action to watch.
The greatest round in the world was the second or third round. Hearns and Hagler,
right?
Yeah, Hearns and Hagler.
Yeah.
They had a few
fights.
Yeah, they those are
incredible fights.
Pay-per-view fights that you would take my money.
Sugar Ray and Hearns when they went the 15th round, and he finally knocked him out.
Imagine what you could charge for those now. If you had those guys.
And those, boy, there's no doubt that being punched in the head is not good for your end-of-life quality in most cases, it seems.
I saw a thing on YouTube, and you could probably just shoot Mike Tyson talking to Sugar Ray Leonard, and they're having a conversation, and Tyson's praising Sugar Ray Leonard and starts crying. Of course, he's smoking a joint while he's doing it, but
he starts talking. You're the warrior. I can't. I can't say anything. You're a warrior.
Keep saying that. And Sugar Ray's looks good.
Is he sharp?
And he's just looking at Tyson like you've lost your mind.
You know, Tyson has like his own pot farm. Like, doesn't
it's
he?
Hilarious. Yeah, he has a podcast and a pot farm, and he talks. He brings all these people in and talks to them. And half the time, the conversations are great and insightful. And then there's sometimes when he just starts babbling, you have no idea what he's talking about. But you got to watch his podcast.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
A podcast. United Airlines is preparing for a surge of Thanksgiving travelers. The airline not only added 1,400 flights, but the menu is expanding as well. Beer, wine, and food are coming back 8 months into the pandemic. Those went away. And we're doing that stuff anymore.
I just got a call yesterday from my people in Vegas wanting me to come back either for Thanksgiving or Christmas week to do a show. And I kindly told them, no, thank you, not yet. So
things are not going real well.
I said, maybe I'll come back next March Madness. But I said, even then, I'm going to be a little leery. But
I'm too scared.
Push it that far out.
Yeah. Andy, this when Jenny and I were traveling, I'm sure it was because numbers were so down, but we got bumped up to first class, and we were so excited about this, only to realize, other than a bigger seat, there was no perk.
Yeah.
There was no beer, no wine, there was no meal. You know,
bigger seat still sounds good to me.
You're a bigger guy.
Just, you know what, I like just, you know, anymore, they don't even let the seats recline anymore.
It's like 1 inch.
And you need the 2 inches. You really do. I mean, like, the 2 inches means more than you think.
Yeah, my knees are in the person's back in front of me. I got to apologize the whole way.
Yeah.
Finally, we'll end with this. A survey from SWNS Digital says over a third of Americans say they picked up at least one new hobby during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. 93% of respondents say with all that time spent at home, their hobby gave them a sense of purpose. Cooking and baking, number one, 63%, followed by reading and playing video games is third.
So drinking is not a hobby.
Do you admit that?
I can make
math.
Did
you pick up a hobby?
Did
you learn to create?
Right.
I picked up video games. That doesn't count.
Taxidermy.
Growing a beard a hobby?
Yeah, it takes some time.
You look a little like... Have you ever seen the Christmas movie where Tim Allen turns into Santa Claus?
I'm the first 4 seconds of that. When he's starting to... Gird. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Santa Claus. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is my daughter the other day was talking about how old I am. She goes, you have no wrinkles in your face. And then my wife says, there are no wrinkles in a balloon. So apparently I'm getting a little fat. So,
well, that's just sweet and loving, isn't it?
Exactly.
Of those who made something with their hobby, 85% plan to give their new creations as presents over the holidays this year.
No,
God. Grandma, Grandpa this year gave you some macaroni art. That's your more, everybody.
Here's an ashtray that I've been touching with my COVID hands for 4 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Put it in your house.
All right.
Here's my God's eye made with two sticks from the yard and a bunch of yarn.
Here's my empty bottle of bourbon.
That would be a dream catcher, I think is what they call
it. My candle I made out of an empty bottle of bourbon and a bunch of wax.
My ear wax. Yeah. We'll be back with the 80 squared and more with Willie Farrell next.
Restrictions apply.
I'm back on the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM. State football semifinals, the seating will stay as it was before the governor's proclamation. There will be pockets for reserve seats between 1 and 6 spectators. Must be socially distanced. Prohibited seats are taped and marked as they were at state baseball. So a sold-out crowd would be relative to the available seats. And a reminder, Cedar Falls, including the Unidome, has a mask mandate. So that's the tentative plan here as we sit on, what is this, Tuesday at 3:53 p.m. Things change.
Oh, do they? Yeah, during this pandemic? Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
We have... I'm sorry, we doing the, we moving on here? Am I stepping on somebody's toes? I got
It's time for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day, the AD Square.
Yeah, let's do it. So the first hour, we had a lot of heavy topics. We've lightened it up a lot here in the second hour, and I appreciated that. I wanted to kind of stick with that and go to an old favorite, and that is the Onion Radio News.
It's the Onion Radio News. A casino has a great night. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A delighted Donald Brandt, general manager of Bally's Atlantic City, reports the casino had an unbelievable night last night, cleaning up at the blackjack table, on the slot machines, and elsewhere. Early on, Brandt had a feeling the gaming facility would do well enough, but then the evening really took off.
We can do no wrong. A night like that comes along 5-6 times a week, tops.
Last night continued the impressive winning streak, with Bally's coming out ahead an astonishing 6,753 nights in a row. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
We can go to the Royal Mile inbox here and point out, Dave catches me here, says, tell Andy West Virginia is not west of here. yes, absolutely.
They don't know that.
Brain fart, yeah. You know, you look at West Virginia, and as you're talking about south and direction, oh, geez. Yeah,
speaking of the south, though, Will, in all your comedy travels, where's the state, and it's probably not reflective of the whole state. It might just be the crowd or place you were. But where's the one place you've been where you've been like, well, it's a little different here?
Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
That was quick.
I used to do a bit on it, and I don't think it's suitable for here. But yeah, I went down there, and it was frightening. Absolutely, I was down there in the summer too, so I was tan. So they didn't know what to make of me. They had no idea.
We Cuban, Puerto Rican.
They kept
along on one of those reservations we got in the state.
Exactly. Yeah, they were horrible.
Oh man, planned sick days. Tweets really enjoy Willie. He's a treasure.
Was nice. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. Nice.
That's code for old, right?
Exactly. When you're a treasure.
Aren't you suspicious of compliments like that? And I'm like, what?
At this point, I'll take anything I can get.
Darren tweets at us, so you're telling me you can just get drunk in your hotel room and stream your kids' state swim meet? Sign me up.
That's like I've had some...
That's totally true.
I'll have to tell on the particular sport here, but and it's probably not just this sport, but... A couple of friends who are hockey parents have told me that the Yeti tumbler was a game changer for youth sports weekends.
Bill is pointing out that not everybody running restaurants wearing masks right now. Went and picked up food Saturday night at a popular barbecue joint with multiple outlets. Two employees behind the bar not wearing masks. Also, the gal seating us was not.
Ooh.
Let's see.
It could be two places.
Right. Drew says, would you expect these local establishments to go around table to table and say, excuse me, are all 8 of you in the same household? Yeah, right. There's some wishful thinking in there.
We're still on kind of an honor system here, aren't we?
Exactly.
We've been on the honor system like the whole time. Yeah.
Willie, do you have anything to plug? You don't, do you?
You don't.
I'm supposed to do a corporate show next week for some people out in Altoona. Hopefully that's still on. But other than that, maybe New Year's Eve at Funny Bone.
Yeah, you just need something to do.
I know, exactly.
As all things...
Need taxes done or your house clean, call me.
It's tentative for now.
Yes.
Sports Fanatics coming up next.